I want you to say a short prayer with me. Say, Father, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive that your Holy Ghost is on my case. Amen?
Amen.
All right. This is something that happened right after Tuesday night when we spoke about Leviathan. By the way, I will confirm that I'm aware that there are a few crows and some crony crows kind of keeping an eye, and I've been noticing them. And all I can say is the Lord rebuke them. Amen. In Jesus' name. They cannot overwhelm the power of light that's in us and that's in you and I. You don't need to be afraid of birds, but the enemy does use them. Okay? But he can't win.
Amen.
So let him gather whatever information he wants, because out of it, God will get glorified. Amen?
Amen.
All right. I'm going to share a dream that I had, that I wrote. And to the best of my ability, give you what I believe is a direction from the Lord. In this dream, I see a large cardboard box, and there are gifts of money. And they were in there, and the focus was on myself going down and picking out a piece of paper, and it was like a check, which would be shaped like this. But it wasn't folded in half like this. It was folded the long way. Okay? And I looked at it, and I said to myself in the dream, this is very strange. I normally don't look at what is inside of the box, meaning that box. I knew that it was a gift, and it was part of the tithes. And it was for 292. So I put a dollar sign there because that's what the numbers were. And I cried out, Lord, I don't understand. Two equals division or discovery or separation. And number nine is the gifts of the Spirit. So I also knew that it was a tenth. Or 10%. So, Lord, I found another tithes of 10% of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I said, okay, God, I'm catching on a little bit. I need lots of help. So then I was pressed to go to Acts chapter 4, which came loud and clear in my spirit. Acts chapter 4. Well, I knew Acts chapter 2 speaks about the first time that the Holy Ghost comes down, correct? What does he do? He fills them with the Holy Spirit, and they begin to speak in a new language, yes? Now, in Acts chapter 4, which is where I want you to go, Peter and John before the Sanhedrin. So I read chapter 4, verse 1. The priests and the captains of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. Keep that in mind, because that 5,000 is under the anointing of Acts chapter 2. Correct? Acts did not come 2 and then 4 and then 6 without a purpose to speak something to us. So, what the Holy Spirit was teaching me out of that cardboard box was the first 10% was a tithe. And in Acts chapter 2, you have a 10% gift coming in. That's what he was speaking to me. So he's divided us because there's a purpose of him to come in with another 10%. Yeah. And I got excited. I said, I'm not happy with 10% of the Holy Ghost. I'd like the next deposit. Watch the next day. Verse 5. The rulers and elders and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. I love the third degree. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, by whom God raised from the dead, and this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given but to men by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, look at your neighbor. Say, are you unschooled? Then you qualify. Ordinary men and women. That's it, right? Ordinary men. They were astonished that they took note that these men had been with Jesus. So they spent time with the Lord. The byproduct is what you see and what you hear. Verse 14. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then confirm together, a little council here. What are we going to do with these men, they asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle. They can't deny it. Amen? And we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in the name, or in this name, or in that name. Then they call them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight. If you don't have a circle around that one, you're in trouble. To obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. The next level in the NIV says the believer's prayer, which is going to be our prayer. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer. Oh, maybe we should pray or send somebody else to pray. No. They raised their hands in prayer to God. Watch the next word. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. His anointed one implies Jesus, but it also implies the bride. The church. Tell your neighbor, you're an anointed one. Wake up. Instead, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen, predetermined by God. Now, Lord, I love this part. Consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. After they prayed, watch the fruit. The place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. There's your second deposit. Did they all have the boldness in Acts chapter 2? No, it was only Peter. The only one that spoke was Peter. But in this chapter, you get another 10%. That's why it's written 10% on the box in my dream. Tithes are 10%. Does he intend to give 10 and 10 and 10 and 10 and 10 until we get 100%?
Amen.
So why should we settle for 80? When we can have 90? It says God's Holy Spirit comes as a deposit.
Amen.
If he's a deposit, okay. Let's say you had a problem in your house, and we just had one of those in Three Rivers. And the insurance company sent us a check for the repairs because the roof was leaking. They sent us $2,000. We turned around and gave it to the contractor. Now, the contractor finished the work. A few weeks later, my son sent a email to the people of the insurance company. What came after? Another check. And then it was paid in full. What is God saying by the dream? Don't be happy with what you got. Don't sit on your laurels. He's saying that the next 10% is coming and he is getting ready to shake this place. The shaking happened when that tree came out of the cement and exposed the roots. You gave me the picture of it this morning. Again. Okay? Tell me what it takes for cracking cement.
A lot of pressure.
An earthquake. Mm-hmm. And the place where they were what? Right, they what? It was shaken. It was shaken. It was shaken. It was shaken. What was God doing?
Are you ready?
Work in progress.
Are you ready?
See, if you and I are satisfied with a small container of Him, He'll let you walk there. Your vision, Mary Jo, about the ladders is the same picture. Some people are totally satisfied with the deposit, and the deposit is enough for them, and they're happy, and they're walking on, and God will respect that. There are some churches that are full of it. 10% is more than enough. I'm seeing this dream as the next increment that He wants to deposit in me and you. And the angels in the second part of your vision had us and carried us higher to the top until we got to what? A place where there was incredible water. Where was the water this morning, girl?
Up to the chest.
Up to the chest.
But in that, not to interrupt you, but in that vision before the angel, and this stood out to me, before the angels lifted us higher, they gave us a new heart.
Yes, you're right. So, you see, what I'm trying to tell you is, there are times He's going to take you back in time, which is what I shared about my communion and that little animal that God provided. An instrument to wake me up, that there was some stuff that went on. And God wanted to set the captives free. That captivated spirit was me. Injuries in you and I can stop us from progressing. Or our own stubbornness. Oh, I'm happy with what I got. Well, then go home. Go home. That's what really the scripture is saying. That's what the vision said. There was a door in the wall, and they went right straight out where they wanted. God will respect your decision. But if you're hungry, and He puts you, and He pushes you, and He pushes you, don't let Him push you any further. Say, Father, forgive me. Let me now go forward. Shake my ground until you get what you want out of me. And you want a plan for a pastorhood down the road? Praise God. If anybody don't like it, tough cookies. Come on.
Amen.
You understand? Every one of you has a pastoral anointing. Every one of you has an evangelist anointing. Every one of you has a kingly anointing. Every one of you has a priestly anointing. But if you're happy with just letting it be, and you don't put on the garment,
woo! Let's go. Come on. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm ready to kick some butt this morning.
Oh, come on.
Why? Because if you don't do your job and you keep your mouth shut, nobody's going to know about the Lord. Advertise by your example and be a blessing. Be a blessing to everyone you meet. And don't forget God's little animals. He takes care of every one of us.
Yes.
We just had this conversation. I just said to her, don't you want to just get up and run? There you go. You jumped off the swing and you ran.
There you go.
Put your Bibles down. I want you to come. We're going to pray. Let's have a circle right here. Yeah. I was listening to Paul Keith Davis yesterday, and he was sharing the confirmation that this was going to be shared today. And his comment was, him and one of his friends, Bob Jones, would cry out to the Lord, unless you give me revelations, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So I can't teach what I don't know. And I can't teach without revelation. Because if I'm teaching out of my head, All you're going to get is head knowledge. Mm-hmm. But if I teach out of the spirit within me, what's going to happen?
Fruit.
Fruit. So he shared that him and Bob had prayed one day, and they said there was 1,500 people waiting. And they were both going to be teaching 1,500 in two different rooms.
1,500.
Oh. Yeah. Woo. Yes. Praise God. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll watch. What I'm saying is they both agreed that they needed revelation. So they did what they normally did, and they cried out to the Lord. Nothing happened. They're ready for the conference. They go out to dinner, and they both look at each other. Did you get anything yet? No, nothing yet. So Bob, was the elder, said to him, don't worry, God will come through. I just don't know when. And so now they're coming into the conference center, and they look at each other, and they both got a blank on their face. Nothing. The worship begins. As the worship begins, one word, just one word, triggered Bob, and he knew. So the smile came on his face, and Paul Keith said, you know what you're going to be doing now? Yep, he says, I just got it. I stood up. Is God ever late?
No.
Why does he come on time?
Because he's God.
Because he's God, yes. Can he shake you today? Can he shake you all the way down to the core?
Yes.
Can he make you realize that you could be a pastor?
Yes.
All right. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We're going back in time.
We're going back in time.
2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago.
In Acts chapter 4.
In Acts chapter 4.
They weren't happy.
They weren't happy.
They had just been commanded.
They had just been commanded.
Never to speak or teach.
Never to speak or teach.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
But they replied.
But they replied.
We're going to judge for ourselves.
We're going to judge for ourselves.
Whether it is right in God's sight.
Whether it is right in God's sight.
To obey man.
To obey man.
Or to obey God.
Or to obey God.
We choose God.
We choose God.
Today.
Today.
We are going to go forward.
We are going to go forward.
Because we haven't got enough power.
Because we haven't got enough power.
We haven't got enough boldness.
We haven't got enough boldness.
But we're lifting up our hearts.
But we're lifting up our hearts.
And our hands.
And our hands.
And we're declaring loud and clear.
And we're declaring loud and clear.
We're not satisfied with the first 10%.
We're not satisfied with the first
10%. We want that next increment.
We want that next increment.
You sent it to us by a check.
You sent it to us by a check.
In a great big box.
In a great big box.
And Lord.
And Lord.
We want the whole package.
We want the whole package.
If it comes in 10% increments.
If it comes in 10% increments.
Which is what you showed in the dream.
Which is what you showed in the dream.
We're ready for the next level.